Zechnishmas Daniel Shane Bas Yeshua Fala. Okay, Rabbi. Continuing in Chazara. We're up to page 11, question 62. We're getting someplace. Okay. And then we should decide when we should have the Bechina. You know, we still didn't finish yet, but we should start thinking in those terms. Those that are new in the Shir, the Bechina is just to be, I take you and your Chavrusa together and we ask some questions. It's not a high pressurized thing. It's just a mechanism to have everyone chazer and feel that they accomplished something, and that's what I'm here for. Not to try to stump you. You know, if I wanted to do that, you know, no point in that. But, you know, just to have you be able to chazer it, and hopefully if you've been chazering on a regular basis every day, what we do the previous day, by the time we get to the Bechina, it should be, simple. Okay, so discuss it amongst your friends, and you can report to Elon and Max, and they'll tell me what your preferences are. It still will take a couple of days to finish. I mean, we still have to go from 62 to 72, which is almost finished. Then we have to do the Sunday Shiurim, and then we'll move on from there. Okay. Tein Hashir shall Psul Gevia. In other words, what's the concept of Psul Gevia? Is that if you eat something that is tamei, so I need ches. Yeah, so that will matame the person. We had the Rambam. Parakas Halacha Yud Aleph, page 4. Eino mistame et sheyochol macholam tameim kechatzi pras. So you have to eat a chatzi pras. We said gezayis v'achilas pras is either gimel beitzim or dalet beitzim. So einu matame et sheyochol macholam tmeim kechatzi pras u beitzim mechza. So if you hold a pras is three beitzim, so chatzi pras is a beitzim mechza. If it's four, then half of that is two. Hey, I show you in the time that you used to mashkim to meim bervis. So again, the halacha is that if a person has ochlin and mashkim to meim, it's metame the person, passels the whole person. And the shear of that he has to eat is achila, it's chatzi pras. Again, we discussed the pras is either three beitzim or four beitzim, so it's three beitzim, chatzi pras is a beitzim mechza. Half of three is one and a half. And if it's and for drinking, if you drink liquids that are tamei, the shear of a revis. So what is the shear of the psul gazir? That's the shear of the psul gevir. So then, okay. So then we had a discussion of the Chasim Sofer in the Tshuva. In other words, he wants to know what's a pras. So he says, So he discusses the Gemara about a person, Gemara in the Croesus. On page 3. So here the Gemara discusses the eating Dvarim Tmeim. So what's the case? That you ate Dvarim Tmeim, and then maybe there was a achal pachas mikshir v'itil b'leiv lipol. So he ate pachas mikshir of something tamei, and then he went to the mikvah and he had another chatzi shir. So that's the case that now, in order to have a psul gviya, you have to eat the shear of chatzi pras or revius in the shear of kedei achilas pras, right? So the Rambam Perches Halacha Yud Aleph discusses He says Einu Mitame Mistame actually Einu Mistame become Tame from eating Machola the Ochlim Tameim and Mashkim Tameim Hachayochel macholim tmeim kechatzi pras shubeitzu mechza. So ochel ma'at v'shoha v'ochel ma'at nimyesh mitchila v'atsof then it's mitzdarf. Ochel pochus mikshir v'toval v'ola v'ochel ma'at miyad im losha b'neim harei mechil shal lefnei tvila Shalachat fila b'chtei achilas pras harei elu mitzdarfin. So, if he ate pachas mikashir and then went to the mikvah and then he ate a little bit more, so as long as there wasn't any big pause, it'll be mitzdarf. So it must be that going to the mikvah is what? Is not enough of a shear to make a break. Because it says you have to eat the whole chatzi pras in the shear of kedei achilas pras. So if you ate quarter of the pras, and then you went to the mikvah and then another quarter, so you ate a half, so you had the shear, but there was a break in between. So if the break is less than kedei achilas pras, then that's not a big enough break, and then the two shiurim mitzdarf, and then you mitame yourself. So apparently, it says the Chasam Sofer, that by the fact that it says that them going to the mikveh in between is not a sufficient shiur, it must be that that it's less, going to the mikveh is less than shiur kedei achilas pras. So what is that? So the Gemara says the opinion of Rav Nechemya is that a person goes, the opinion of Rav Nechemya from Bein Hashmashos, right, is that he goes, he sees the sun in the top of the mountains, he goes, he's Tovel, and he goes out of the mikvah. So that's the shear of Rav Nechemya. And the Gemara says that shear is 9 minutes. So that means that if he went to the mikveh, it takes 9 minutes. So Mamela, you didn't it wasn't a long enough shiur to mechalik. And the Gemara, so that's the Gemara over here. That's the shiur of Rav Nachman Nechemia, which the Gemara seems to say is 9 minutes. So I'll take your question in a second. So the Hasam Sofer says, Shabbos Lam Hei Amar Rav Nachman Shir Ben Ashmoshes Kei Chalach Mitzvichan Chatzi Mil. And Rav Nechemia says that the shear is chatzi meal, the meal is 18 minutes, so it's 9 minutes. So the Chasam Sofer says that 9 minutes, Amar Nach Shir Ben Ashmashik De Yehalach Adam Yishtishka Chama Chatzi meal. Shuv Tani, I wrote to the Shiur Shel Rav Nechemia Yerid V'Yitpo V'Yala Zeshir V'Yala. So it's 9 minutes. So it must be that 9 minutes is not enough of a shiur that could be mafsik. So Mamela, if you have within 9 minutes, so then you're still considered Chdei Achilas Pras. So that's the sheer. So that's what someone mentioned, maybe Rabbi Telki, maybe it has to be a little bit less than that. Because if the shiur of 9 minutes is already the achilas pras, although that's good enough, that's still mitzvah. So you have a quarter and a quarter, and in the middle, how much was the break when you
9 minutes?
9 minutes, and that's mitzvah. Right. So that means that 9 minutes is still less. And that was the Chasam Sofer's shita. Of the 9 minutes, it comes from the Gemara that says if you have a chatzi, a revi'ah of a pras, of macholim tameim, and then you went to the mikvah, and then another revi'ah, it's mitznarf. So it means a chatzi pras, that's the shear of psul gevi'ah. And it takes 9 minutes, according to Reb Nechemia, takes to go to the mikvah. So Leila, you see that 9 minutes is still good. Still but start. So that's why the idea that you have to eat the matzah, the chveis, or that we say that for Yom Kippur, you have to wait. In other words, you have to wait 9 minutes, because if you wait 9 minutes, meaning more than 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Right, that's what you said. Right, so we're going to talk about that. But that's what, first let's try to understand what the Chasam Sofer himself said. What? So we're saying that if the shear is 9 minutes, so then so that's the shear. The 9 minutes is still mitzvah, like Ezra just said. And that's the Chasam Sofer's shear of 9 minutes comes from this Gemara Krisis. You know, it's put together the Gemara Krisis Yud Gimel. When it says Achal Pachos Mikashir, and then he had the mikvah, and then he had the other Pachos Mikashir, that's Mitztaref, and put that together with the Gemara on Shabbos, because the Gemara Krisa says this idea of going and going to the mikveh in between. Now others argued let's just see the Chazon Ish, question 64. That others argued was, if you look in the Rashba, it says that the Torah. Let's look at the Torah's Chesed. The Torah's Chesed quotes this opinion of the Chasam Sofer. And he says, because the Shabbos says, "Arobs only the shiurshim of the chemia niyachama barosh haKarmel, v'yitvo v'yam v'yala zel shiurshim of the chemia." Peish Rashi goday sheyared v'yitvo v'yala avilayla kemuchach mikan the shiur tvi l'havi tes minutin. As the Gemara says that shiur of the chemia is chatzim mil. And if you want to know how to figure out chatzim mil, then you see the chama in the top of the mountain, you go tovel, and that's the shear. But the question is, the Rashba says that shear of the Gemara, of the 9 minutes, is if a person's on top of the mountain. So he has to go down, go to the mikveh, and go back up. So that's going to be 9 minutes. But who says the Gemara Krisis is talking about that? The Gemara Krisis is not talking about when you're on the mountain. The Gemara Krisis is you're just standing on the beach. So you walk into the water. So that's much less than 9 minutes. So this shear that 9 minutes is Kedei Achilas Pras, and you have to, therefore, on Yom Kippur, wait more than 9 minutes. L'chora is a very big chumrah, because l'chora it only said the shear of 9 minutes. That's not the shear of tefillah. It's the shear of a person who is on the top of the mountain has to go down and go tovel and go back up. That's what that 9 minutes is referring to. So the tefillah itself is probably 2 minutes, 3 minutes. So that's the kasha that the Torah's Chesed has on the Chasam Sofer. And the Chasam Sofer, but still people say, and the Chazon Ish also had issues. Quotes the Chasam Sofer, and then he says, "The Tamur, if he's a sheikh, he's fast. You says minutes. Should be minimum. As called as achila at sofer, lo yosef achilas pras. In history, 10 minutes a day. We call achilas a toch achila. Okay, achilas pras lo pochus. You says minute. That's the pras." He said, "How could you say such a thing? If you're standing in the Sfas Hayam, what do you think, that it's going to take 9 minutes? It's ridiculous." 9 minutes, and who says that that's what it's referred to? Now, only that Gemara Shabbos was referring to somebody standing on the mountain and then comes down and goes back up. That takes 9 minutes. So, but still, the poskim say, Chassid Zadnish says, near the test minute, vaday sagi. Whereas if you wait 9 minutes between the Achilas and Yom Kippur, you're certainly, you did enough. And he says, however, so since the Chasam Sofer said it, we'll do that. But for eating matzah, says the Chassid Zadnish, don't think you can just dray around and take 9 minutes to eat the matzah. Because we're not going to say l'kula, that you could, you know. Shimmy, you wanted to say something before. Did I answer your question, or did I not? On what food? How would it affect lamb? Yeah, I don't think so. Probably not. It's inside. So it's like... One second. Yeah. So therefore, what do you want to say? Okay. And then we saw that Tzemach Tzedek says the shear is what, he say 6 minutes? Six minutes. And the Torah's Chesed, again, he thought that he was Chassam Sofer was too much. So okay, let me start with the Hacham, have to take 10 minutes. So he has, so he quotes the Chassam Sofer and then has the issue with the Chassam Sofer. And then he has a different shear. We'll see. I mean, he has problems with the Chassam Sofer shear. We'll get to what the other shear were. So we'll get to that. So Tzedek. seemed to be a rush. Nachum Chaim, we said, has a bigger shiur. What do you have? Like 13 minutes? What do you say? What do you say? 6 minutes. And he has a bigger shiur than the Machan Chaim. Rosh says that on the Gemara Ochal Yeah, he discusses the idea of the Maror. Okay. So I think we're going to stop here for now. We have to start Chumash. Okay. So we're going to continue. I think what we'll do is we'll just go straight in Chazara. What? Yeah. Sunday. Well, what we can do is skip this part of the Chazara and start and do the other part of the Chazara. Okay. We'll figure it out because we... Either we'll do the Srara part on Sunday and then Monday go back to the this part. You can do that. You can chazir most of the Srara. Okay, and then we should be kovei a date, so we should announce, be able to, you know, maybe I'll take a little break now. You can discuss among yourself when you want it to be.